There is nothing wrong with it. Each generation should fend for itself. Do you think we'd be where we are today if we depended on handouts of oil from our parents? No, sir. We worked to get that petroleum. We drilled holes in Texas and Oklahoma. We sweated for it in the Gulf of Mexico and froze our tails off on the northern slopes of Alaska. We kissed the feet of desert sheikhs to get our oil. And by heaven, when we got it, we appreciated it.
You make a strong argument against conservation, I told my friend. But you forget one thing. You can't take it with you.
I'm not taking it with me, he yelled. I'm going to use it up right here, today, tomorrow, next week, next year. When I go, there won't be a quart of the stuff left.
Well, what will your kids think of you? What will they say about a father who doesn't leave his kids a quart of oil after he's gone to that big Exxon station in the sky?
They'll bless me. They will eventually say, "Thanks, Dad, for not making it easy on us. Thanks for having the faith in us so we could find our own Alaskan slope. You found your oil, and we found ours, and our kids can find their own."
I'm not sure that was the message the president was trying to get over to the American people, I said.
Of course it wasn't, Clemstone said. But he doesn't have the confidence in the next generation that I do. He doesn't think they have the moral fiber and the pioneer spirit to go out and drill for their own fuel.
But suppose it's true that there aren't any more reserves of gas and oil left.
If my son came to me and said, "Dad, I can't find any oil," do you know what I'd do? I'd hand him a shovel and say, "Okay, go out and dig for coal."